Welcome back to In the Zone with Broncos head coach Gary Kubiak. All right, Coach, it's your former team, the Baltimore Ravens. You said earlier this week no added incentive. Is that definitely true?
It really isn't. I mean, in this league, everybody's got good players, and, you know, it's tough to win in this league week in and week out. If anything, I got great respect for, you know, the team we're fixing to play in the organization. So I feel very fortunate to have passed through there. I probably wouldn't be here sitting with you today had I not passed through there. So a lot of respect for him.
Let's go ahead and see if that mutual respect's on the other side of the football. We got your old buddy John Harbaugh here, and we'll go ahead and hear what he has to say about taking on you in game number one, also playing here in Denver in game number one.
It's a football game against the coaching staff we respect. Obviously, a group of players that we respect very much. It's a very talented football team that they put together. It's in a stadium that we have great respect for. We played there before. We know how hard it is to play there. They have great fans. And it's a big challenge for us, but it's an AFC opportunity.
Yeah, John's, you know, his team's been very consistent, and the organization's been very consistent, and they've been a very good road football team because they can run the ball and play great defense. So, like I said, you know, mutual respect, work cut out for us, but we're excited and ready to go.
John talks a lot about playing inside out, winning the war in the trenches, basically. That's a big MO for that team. Do you got to kind of amp your guys up to match that kind of physicality?
Well, I believe the same thing. You know, that's why I really enjoyed working for them, because I like their beliefs. But I think it's a physical game. And when you're a physical football team week in and week out, you're usually pretty consistent in what you do. And, you know, we're young up front, but I expect us to be physical this year and give our backs a chance and give Peyton a chance to do what he needs to do.
You mentioned that they were able to run the ball pretty well last year, and you were able to step in and kind of help that offense click, especially late in the season with Forsett. You know, I know you have great respect for Flacco, Steve Smith Sr. on the outside. They still got some really nice playmakers.
Yeah, they've got their weapons, but it all starts up front. You know, they're very up front. They've had the same guys working together for a long time, played a lot of football together. And that's where it all starts for them. So, you know, we understand their weapons. They understand our weapons. You know, I think as coaches, you just try to get everybody in the best possible position to make some plays and sit back and watch them do their work.
Still ahead, Coach Kubiak's going to answer questions submitted by you, the fans. But first up, let's go back to Raul, who is standing by with this week's injury report.
Thanks, Nick, and that's right. And the good news is the Broncos are pretty healthy heading into week one. Receiver Andre Caldwell missed a couple days with an illness, but practiced on the final day and is probable. Malik Jackson's back up at defensive end. Kenny Anunoke is out against the Ravens with a knee injury. An outside linebacker, Laurente McCray, is listed as questionable with a groin injury, but Coach Kubiak did say he has come a long way this week. Tight end Owen Daniels is one of Peyton Manning's new targets this season. The adjustment to the Broncos has been relatively easy for the 32-year-old. In fact, he's become an extension of the coaching staff. Daniels has played for Coach Kubiak for 10 years, starting in Houston and following him to Baltimore and now to Denver. But adjusting to his new life off the field, it's been a different story.
Everyone's, you know, told me that along the way, like, hey, whenever you have a kid, it's going to change your life. And you're just like, yeah, okay. But man, there's nothing like it. I didn't think I could ever love anything the way I love my son. So it's been awesome. Being away from him during training camp was tough for like 4 or 5 weeks. That's like half of his life. So, but it's awesome to have him up here now and being able to spend time with him and watch him grow. So it's been pretty special.
Congratulations. In June, Daniels and his wife Angela welcomed Henry Raymond Daniels to the world. He's the Daniels' first child, so naturally, the little guy has already stolen the hearts of mom and dad. One more segment on In the Zone with Coach Kubiak. We're going to lighten things up with a little rapid-fire fan questions from you, Broncos country, and our always interesting kid question for Coach.